Ireland is surrounded by exciting sea life, from rare species of shark, whales and dolphins that explore our waters. However, the biodiversity of our sea life is in dire need of protection from threats of diminishing populations and pollution. The government is currently drafting a bill to introduce marine protected areas, and one group, Fair Seas, are calling for it to be enforced effectively. I spoke to Marine Policy Officer at Fair Seas, Dr. Donal Griffin, on what exactly that means.
A marine protected area is essentially an area of our sea that we draw a line around and then manage to a higher degree than areas outside that boundary. And we manage it, you know, for the protection and the conservation and the restoration of plants, animals and marine biodiversity. And these can be small areas with, you know, a very acute focus on maybe one species or maybe one type of oyster or, you know, one type of fish in a nursery ground, for example, or they can be vast areas. The marine territory that Ireland has responsibility for is 10 times the size of the actual landmass of the island. So, you know, that really gives you an idea of the vast area that Ireland needs to protect. And the aim of the government is to reach 30% coverage by 2030. And that's a national target. It's also an European Union target. And it's also a global target through the Convention on Biological Diversity and the post-2020 global framework that was agreed in Canada last December.
The island of Ireland is engulfed by the sea, yet our relationship with the sea is in dire need of repair and restoration. Just 9% of our sea is protected currently, with the government's aim to increase this to 30% by 2030. It's vital that these areas protect the biodiversity and rare wildlife that travel through our seas. And Fair Seas have pinpointed one of 16 locations off the southwest coast that is of huge interest.
The southwest coast area has the highest numbers of fin whales and Risso's dolphins seen in Ireland over its last number of years and decades. And the waters off the southwest coast provide spawning and nursery grounds for commercially important fish species as well as non-commercially important fish species. And it's also acts as a major migration route for all kinds of seabirds. So there's lots of seabirds down there as well. So, and there's been humpback whale sightings, there's been fin whale sightings, the second biggest whale in the sea. And there's also common dolphins, Risso dolphins, as I mentioned, minke whale, one of the smallest whales we get here in Irish waters, 23% of minke whale sightings in this area, 63% of the overall total number of individuals in that area. So when we talk about biodiversity hotspots, and especially for marine, you know, pretty much every group of biodiversity that we looked at, from whales to seabirds to benthic features to commercially important fish to sharks and rays, skates, you know, this was a hotspot on pretty much every count. So it's just a fascinating place. Again, what Fair Seas wanted to highlight was that, you know, the biodiversity on the southwest coast and other places around Ireland as well, is that it's absolutely fantastic, not just on the Ireland, you know, scale or level, that actually, but globally, you know, these areas around our coast, we are so privileged because at a global level, these are hotspots as well. And we need to recognize that, you know, because it's true and because marine biodiversity, it's important to protect and conserve and know what we have and value what we have. But it's also particularly important now because this new process of marine protected area legislation is coming down the line. So we need to be aware of what we have, where it is, and what we want to value and protect in the future.
One important factor to consider is that the protected zones are designated to areas where wildlife flourish. It's a matter of quality and quantity.
The other part of it for me and for Fair Seas is ensuring that it's not just the quantity, that percentage coverage, it's actually the quality of those areas as well, because unfortunately in Ireland at the moment, those areas aren't necessarily often delivering for nature. They aren't actually delivering the biodiversity benefit that they were designed to give and to create for specific species, where it be plants, animals, you know, fish, seabirds, whales, dolphins, you know, the management is lacking. And that's something that Fair Seas talk about a lot is, you know, for an MPA to be designated is really the first step. And the important follow-up steps then are the management, like how, what are the rules, what are the guidelines, what is the enforcement? Are we monitoring these areas to make sure that they're actually delivering what they need to deliver? Are the features in them, the conservation features that we want to protect and to restore, are they doing good or are they doing bad? So there's the quantity, which is the percentage covered. There's also the quality, which is how well we manage these areas. And that's where Ireland is currently lacking. Time is running out in terms of the biodiversity crisis. So what we do now, it needs to be effective. And if we create this network of marine protected areas to protect our most vulnerable, rare, threatened marine biodiversity, then we need to make sure that it works properly.
Fair Seas will be continuing their mission to ensure the legislation introduced is effective and covers all areas before it's passed.
Fair Seas is, I guess, ultimate aim is to ensure that this legislation is passed, that it's ambitious, that it's strong and that it's fit for purpose, because it will guide and form and dictate how Ireland does marine conservation, not just now, not just up to 2030, but for generations to come.
If you'd like more information, you can follow fairseas.ie. We'll catch up with Dr. Donal Griffin next week to take a deep dive into the role sea life plays in helping our environment. Tune in next week to Ours to Protect.